everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Thomas Jefferson wrote, "How little do my countrymen know what precious blessings they are in possession of, and which no other people on earth enjoy." Gracious God, we often take so much of our freedom for granted, and the cost of obtaining it and maintaining it. We see our military put their lives on the line and sometimes die to preserve our freedom and democracy. We pray for their families and the sacrifice they make. So we pray for guidance that helps us lead and do what we can to secure our safety and protect our people. So let us use our time to prepare ourselves to do what is right. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Have a good week. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevaney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Shaw, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Lawson, Wright Jones.
The senator from the 11th, the senator from Christian, the senator from Jefferson, the senator from Cape Girardeau, the senator from the 15th, A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. The senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on my right, up in the balcony, we've got fourth grade teacher Kathleen Miller and 15 of her students from the Christian Chapel Academy who are visiting the Capitol today. They're going to tour the Capitol. They're going to get to go up to the Whispering Gallery and go all the way up to the top of the building, and hopefully they won't be too out of breath after that experience, and I'd ask the body make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome all the guests of the Senator from Boone. Please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. The Senator from Cape Girardeau.
President, introduction of guests. If you would help me in the Senate welcome fourth graders that got up early this morning, I think about oh dark 30, and started driving all the way up to their state capitol. We've got Elmer Schroeder, Mr. President, as you are well aware. The fourth grade class is here. We are going to host with Representative Wallingford them to their tour throughout the Capitol today. We're also, as long as we continue to get good reports that come out, we have the liverwurst and pickled pizza for all of them today at noon. I'm sure they will enjoy that. To my colleagues in the Senate, we probably will have a few extra pieces, but put your requests in now for that liverwurst and pickled pizza that was requested by all of the fourth graders, because I think it's that's their favorite pizza. But, Mr. President, if you could, please welcome the fourth graders, their parents and teachers.
Thank
from
you,
Elmer Schroeder Elementary
will
School.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Cape Girardeau and of mine from Elmer Schroeder School in Cape Girardeau please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Fine-looking group. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I have a great group here today. We're blessed with having a lot of young people here today, and this is no exception, from Belton, the Heartland Christian Academy, third and fourth graders, and their teacher is Tammy Atchison. So I'd like for the body to welcome our special guests.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Johnson to the Missouri Senate. Please rise for recognition by the Senator from Green.
Mr. President, I'm also pleased to be joined by some guests today. The fourth grade class from Greenwood Laboratory School in Springfield on the campus of Missouri State University is here. There are 30 students. They're in the blue shirts up in the gallery, and they are accompanied by their teacher, Mrs. Johnson. They're here to learn about government and observe the Senate. I would ask that they also be made welcome this morning.
Senator, we're delighted to welcome your guests. Where are they?
The upper gallery.
Please stand for a welcome by the Missouri Senate from the Greenwood Lab School. Senator, may the chair inquire of you?
Yes.
The lab school is at the university, right?
On the campus of Missouri State.
I believe your lab school there is the last one operating. All the regional schools used to have a lab school. In Cape Girardeau, they called it the training school. That is to train teachers. And I attended the training school where they tried to train us. But, anyway.
I have to say that...
My mother attended the training school. All my brothers did.
Perhaps it goes back to the days that it was normal school, but in Southwest Missouri. But it is an excellent school, and I'm very pleased to have the students here, and certainly first-class educational institution.
We're delighted to have all our guests. Are there further introductions from any senator? Oh, Senator from Howe.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. On my left and your right, I would like to introduce a lot of people think she's my daughter, but she's actually my wife. She came up last night. She might have to stand up on the couch for people to see her, but she came up to visit the governor's mansion last night on our last dinner over there, and it was nice, and I'd like the body to make them feel welcome.
Senator, we're delighted to welcome your bride of all these years to the Missouri Senate. Introductions. Petitions. Senator from 23rd.
Apologize, Mr. President, for not being quicker on the trigger. But I have some special guests on my left and your right. Leaders from the Salvation Army in Missouri are visiting the Capitol today. They include Major Neil Richardson, leader of the Salvation Army, Midland Division, which oversees much of the state, and Major Charles Smith, leader of the Salvation Army Western Missouri Division, which includes the Kansas City and St. Joseph area, and Jim Hoffmeister, the St. Louis Advisory Board Chairman. You know, Mr. President, even in good times, the Salvation Army is there every day supporting people when they've fallen on hard times. And, you know, in today's very tough economy, they're serving more people than they probably ever have. In addition, it's been a very difficult time for Missouri over the last few years with natural disasters, and Salvation Army is there filling the gap when services are needed and people need help. And so I appreciate everything that they're doing day in and day out, year in and year out. They serve as a great resource. They've responded to over 72 disasters in our state over the last 14 months. And please join me in thanking these leaders and welcoming them to the Missouri Senate.
Senator, I know they performed greatly heroic service with the Joplin tornado, the other storms that hit our state over the last year, and the floods. So let's give a special welcome to these leaders from the Salvation Army. And I think they fed about half the Capitol breakfast this morning in the basement. Further introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Photographers from the United Press International and KOMU 8 News have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today. Thank you, Mr. President. Would you see if there are messages from the House? If there are, would you please have those read?
Senator, negative. No messages at this time.
Without objection, the Senator will order business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, I have committee reports from your committee on gubernatorial appointments. Copies have been distributed
on
the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
The reading of the committee report is waived. Proceed, Senator.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the above reports in one motion.
You've heard the unanimous consent request. Does any senator object? Hearing none, that is how we shall proceed, Senator.
Thank you again, Mr. President. I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments and reappointments. These are appointees that was before the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee just yesterday. There was no issues, no controversies, and so they're on your desk, and I'm open for any questions.
Does any senator wish to be heard on the motion? Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I wish to inquire the senator from Saline.
Does the senator from Saline yield for inquiry?
I yield.
Proceed.
Senator, you know this year I'm looking at independents, and you have one on this list.
Right.
You and I talked offline. The Clean Water Commission is a commission, and it's got 4 D's, 3 R's, and this person is going on independent. Tell me a little bit about it.
He has been the city manager of Higginsville since I've been. When I was first elected, I think that he comes with 50 years of experience in the utilities business, handling wastewater, electrical generation, the whole shooting match. I think he's well qualified. I think he probably truly is an independent. Because of the nature of the business he's been in, he's worked in municipal governments his whole time, which is basically nonpartisan. And I think I talked to him about it. I'm very comfortable with him being on the board. I think he brings practical experience to a board that needs it.
All right. I appreciate your input. I won't delay or hold this gentleman up because of your knowledge of his work and the fact that he has gotten experience in this field. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. President, I wish to inquire Senator from Stoddard.
Does the Senator from Stoddard yield?
I do.
He yields, you may inquire.
Senator, you and I had a brief discussion yesterday with the Senator from Cole. He's out on a funeral today, and he has an independent on this list. And is it in your opinion that they're not trying to stack this board with another independent? My understanding of the makeup of the board right now is 4 D's, there's 5 D's, 5 D's, 5 D's, and 2 R's. I'm really leery, but we had a good conversation with the Senator from Cole. Do you want to tell the body what the Senator from Cole had to say?
Well, the Senator from Cole was speaking about the appointee of Winston Rutledge as a member of the Lincoln University Board of Curators. We had the opportunity as a committee to review his background, his experience. It's pretty extensive. He's done a lot of work within the community here in Jefferson City and in Cole County. And the Senator from Cole gave him the highest marks that you could receive. He has known Mr. Rutledge his entire life, or almost all his life. He spoke very highly of him and said that he was a man of integrity and of public service, and thought that he would be a good member of the Board of Governors at Lincoln University.
And I remember he truly believes the individual is an independent. It's not that they're trying to put another D on as an independent on this commission. Well, I just wanted to make sure that we had a public hearing on these two independents. I appreciate you talking with the Senator from Cole and taking my inquiry, Senator.
Well, certainly. And, of course, he worked for the Jefferson City Public Schools in the administrative positions. And so I truly believe that he probably is an independent.
I do too, and I know in talking to the Senator from Cole, he had the highest regards for this individual, and I think he'd be a good addition to this board. Thank you, Senator.
Senator, it's also my understanding, per the governor's office, that that no Republicans actually applied for the position.
All right, that's good to know, too. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator. Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Madam President, I renew my motion.
Thank you. Senator, the senator from Stoddard has moved for the adoption of the committee report on gubernatorial appointments. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The report is adopted. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
Third reading of Senate bills. Senate substitute number 2 for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 806, Senator from the 7th. Is working her way to her desk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask for you to lay the bill over on the informal calendar.
The bill will be laid on the informal calendar. Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 837, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. I move the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 837 be brought before the body.
Heard the motion of the senator from 23rd. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. I now move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 837 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam President, I know some members have been hearing from the small business, the wine people in their industry related to this bill. I can commit to you right now this problem that needs to be fixed with the franchise law has allowed the wine industry to kind of open up and have a dialogue with the wholesale distributors about how they want to operate with the distributors moving forward. So with that opportunity, they'd like change. But at this point, they don't know what they want to change. They don't have any language to propose in order to make the change. And what I would commit is, as this bill moves forward and they get organized and they talk about, you know, if there's statutory language that they would like to see, I am certainly ready, willing, and able to work with our small business people in Missouri to address their concerns. This bill needs to move forward. It needs to move forward because we're protecting Missouri jobs with this. We have wholesale distributors in the state of Missouri. We fail to act on this. I think it's very likely they get swallowed up by national distributors. And that will cost Missouri jobs with no tangible benefit to the people that we serve in terms of better prices on goods or more product availability. As a matter of fact, I think when you've got a company with national exposure bringing in, you know, national brands, it could very well be a disservice to the very wine distributors, small distributors that are looking for a little bit of shelf space to showcase their products so they can grow their businesses. And so, you know, this, while there are opportunities, the Missouri distributors also serve those same small businesses. And so I'm asking today if we can move this bill forward, and I will engage with the wine industry. I know that the beer companies that make product here in the state of Missouri are fine with this legislation going forward. So I'm asking for support to keep this bill moving and keep the discussion going and not kill this bill and kill jobs in Missouri. I would be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I would renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending motion from the senator from the 23rd? Senator from the 21st, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Require the senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield?
I do.
He yields. Proceed.
Senator, I know that I've talked to your office, and I know you're working on this. I'm going to support your bill because I think the only way this gets changed is in the other end of the building. I've also asked the small producers to come up with one voice so that we can pinpoint the problem and try to address it. Right now, I can't tell you what the problem is because I'm hearing from 8 or 10 different people. But I do think that we're moving forward, and I am going to support your bill because I think you're absolutely right. This does need to move forward, and if they can come together with their...
I think that's what they need is some kind of organization on their point so they can tell us what they want.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a real advantage to being very independent, and there's some disadvantage to being very independent. And what we need is some organization so that we can all understand their problem and address the problem. Because I have not talked to anybody that wants to put them at a disadvantage. But trying to pinpoint the problem has been a real problem for me and a number of others. So I am going to support your bill, and I think we need to move it forward. And then address their problems. If we can figure out what the problem is, we can address it. So,
thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from the 23rd renews his motion that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 837 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 837, an act relating to franchises. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle-Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones,
Senator, we're in the Senate. The senator from the first. Votes aye. Senator from Newton. Votes aye. Senator from Boone. Votes no. By your vote of 28 aye, 5 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, the titling and perfecting the journals show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate substitute for Senate Bill 742, Senator from Phelps.
I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 742 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Phelps. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill's before the body. Senator from Phelps.
Madam President, I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 742 be read a third time and finally passed. And I want to make a statement about this legislation. We presented this Tuesday. We dropped a Senate substitute that we thought we had met everyone's concerns. The bill was perfected and printed, and then there's some folks that had some concerns from the insurance industry, and it was not our goal to cause that problem or put our colleagues in that situation. So at this point, we kind of have to move this forward. I do make a commitment to the body. I'll do what I can to address those issues as this bill moves through the process and is in committee in the House. So it is about prompt credentialing, and we apparently had an oversight. We thought we had everyone's concerns met, but the commitment I make is that we'll continue working on this legislation as it moves forward. Any questions, I'll try to answer those.
The senator from Phelps has moved that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 742 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Stoddard, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the sponsor.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield?
I certainly do.
He yields. Proceed.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
I have taken a lot of messages, and there's been a lot of consternation about this piece of legislation. I know that Tuesday you brought it to the floor for perfection and met very little resistance or inquiry. So
yes.
I guess I'd like to better understand what is in this bill. Accreditation of what? Physicians that go into a management plan, is that correct?
Yes, it's prompt credentialing. In other words, when they are accepted, when a physician or a healthcare provider, could be a nurse practitioner, is accepted into a provider group, we're asking for them. Originally, our original legislation said let's get them credentialed in 60 days. We backed down to 90 days. That was some concerns in the insurance industry. And so we did that. Now there's some concerns about the payment. What we were asking is, rather than keeping these guys and gals working for 180 days, some of them as long as a year, and they're really not getting paid through the network, but they're providing service for the network, let's go ahead and get them credentialed. And so the payment process, I think, seems to be the concern. And, you know, I'm obviously not a legislating guru, so I have a lot to learn. And there was nothing done on our part to try to sneak something through. And I've told the industry, you know, I'm willing to continue working. There's a companion bill in the House. One of the reps in my area has that. He is a doc and probably knows the issue even much better than I do. But I'm working with him daily, and we think we can fix this, and I'd like to keep the legislation moving here through the chamber.
So this deals with credentialing, is that what,
yes,
you, what you said? What takes place when they go through the process of credentialing?
Well, after a practitioner has gone through the licensing process, in other words, if he's moving to the state or he's a new grad or whatever, he's done his internship residency, and he actually is licensed in good standing, and then he is interviewed and hired by a provider. He may work in that system for quite some time, even though he is duly licensed. We actually made some provisions that, you know, and honestly, I didn't even think that was necessary in the bill, because with the nationwide database that we got today, any healthcare practitioner that has a problem with his licensing or with his conduct, that's pretty well known nationwide immediately. It's posted. So if these guys jump through all the hoops, then our ask is that, okay, if they're hired on, they're providing the service, let's go ahead and get them paid more promptly. And I moved from 60 to 90. I think now they've got up to 180 days to actually credential these folks. And sometimes that goes even more like 300 and some days.
So nationwide, when it comes to credentialing, what amount of time is usually allowed by law or statute? Is this? I'm certain that all states have something.
They're
along
all different.
These lines.
Right. I think we're one of the longer ones right now in the credentialing process.
And so presently, you're saying what, 180 days?
Yeah, but it much more frequently goes up to as long as a year, my understanding.
So what happens now is if, a healthcare provider hires on an individual and they're not credentialed, why, they're outside of the plan, so to speak. And so if a patient goes to see this particular doctor What does the health insurance carrier do? I mean, do they go ahead and pay the hospital or the clinic, or do they write a check to the family member or to the actual patient and then expect the patient to pay the provider?
Yeah. Presently, they're paying the patient, and then the patient's responsible for paying the doctor and or the hospital.
Three senators on the floor. For what purpose does the senator from Newton seek recognition?
Thank you, Madam President. I would ask unanimous consent quickly. I apologize to the senator's debate. I'd like to introduce, they're only going to be here for a little while, the senior adult class.
Hearing no objection, proceed with your introduction.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to introduce the senior adult class from Racine Christian Church today. They're in the upper gallery. I ask the body to make them feel welcome.
The guests of the senator from Newton, please rise and be welcome to the Missouri Senate. Hope your day is very enjoyable. Senator from Stoddard, I believe you have the floor.
Yes, I think that the Senator Phelps was answering an inquiry.
Yes. Attempting to, sir.
Attempting to.
Yeah.
So you're saying, how does it work presently, Senator, if we have a health care clinic or hospital that has an individual that they have hired and they have not been credentialed by the insurance carrier?
Right. And I think there's a question about the rate. If you're not credentialed, the rate is not paid as high to the person that's providing the service. So we're trying to kind of address that issue on the reimbursement and do more direct payment to the hospital and the provider rather than the patient, because, you know, in this time of hard times, it's hard for those folks to go back and try to collect that. And I think that's where the concern is right now, some of the wording, and I've made the commitment that I will work with them on the wording. I thought we had it satisfied, and apparently we did not. Like I say, it was not done intentionally or secretively. I don't know the process that well.
So in your bill, it says that they have to be credentialed within what? You said originally 60 days?
And we moved that to 90 days. Some of them said, well, I think if you give us 30 more days, it'd be a better deal. And we said, okay, that's good. We'll do that. Go up to 90. And, and that seems very reasonable to, you know, if this person is licensed, this person is, and oftentimes they've got a pretty good history, practice history, and they're in good standing with the Board of Healing Arts, nothing on their nationwide database. That seems pretty reasonable to say, okay, within 90 days, we'll get you up to speed and get you going.
And so when you're dealing with credentialing, I guess the physicians that are the healthcare providers that may take quite a bit of time in doing investigations are those that have had some improprieties charged against them in the past. Is that what delays the process of credentialing?
That is part of it, and I think with today, I served on the licensing board for veterinary medicine in Missouri for like 10 years, and when I first went on years ago, it was difficult sometimes to get background information. Board of Healing Arts and all these areas now have a nationwide database that's easily accessible, and most any practice history, is pretty readily available. It's much less of an arduous process than it was 20, 25 years ago.
So what is the issues between the parties? I guess we're dealing with the hospitals and medical care providers and then the health insurance companies. Is that the parties that are debating this?
Yes, sir.
And what's the credentialing time period? Is that the big issue? Do they not believe 90 days is enough time?
It was originally in the bill in committee, and that's why we did the Senate substitute Tuesday to take care of that 90 days. We removed unfair trade practice clause out of it. They weren't happy with that. And I have made the ask of what do you want to see fixed at this point? And the promise is that they will get me some language that we can add on in the House.
So there on page 2 and in paragraph 2, it talks about the 90-day deadline established in the section shall not only apply if the application or subsequent verification of information indicates that the practitioner has, and it lists, what, four different criteria there that would, what, exempt them out of the 90-day credentialing period?
Yes, it would probably exempt them out of practicing in most instances.
It would do what, Senator?
It would probably exempt them from practicing, you know, unless they get these problems fixed. But, we did put those in. Everyone seems to be fine with that. Doesn't seem to be a problem there.
Now, was that in your original bill, these different exemptions?
Yes, it was.
And so this is not really what the different parties have issue with?
And we fixed item 3. We took it. There was an unfair trade practice clause put in. We took that out and put in that the Department of Insurance and Financial Institution Professional Registrations will establish a mechanism for reporting violations of this section. We took that out. That was a concern that they had. And I think 376.1580, there may be some concerns there. Honestly, they have not handed me language that says this will fix it and we're happy with doing this. So I'm looking forward to that quickly to put this with the bill for consideration in the House.
Now, basically what we're doing is putting into law a lot of regulations or rules pertaining to contracts between private entities. Is that correct? Am I seeing this in the right light? I mean, we're telling private companies how they must contract and the specifics within the contract?
Well, and I think telling how hospitals and providers, practitioners, are probably the little guy involved in this whole process, setting some guidelines and some time frame as to when they get paid.
And so right now there's no timeline on the statutes?
I think there's 180 days, but it's not very well. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Most of the insurance companies tell us we're doing this now. We're meeting these guidelines. And so at that point, I'm saying, okay, so what do you want me to fix on this legislation? And like I say, I'm awaiting some of their suggestions and language.
So so we are telling the private entities just exactly what they can do in the way of a private contract between the private entities?
Well, I guess that is true, that the private insurance is a private entity. The hospital in some areas is a public entity. And then you got the practitioner that is a private individual that's kind of up against both of these. And I guess myself being a veterinarian, I look at it from that standpoint. You know, there is a reasonable time, and we think we've kind of found that reasonable time when you've jumped through the hoops, you're qualified. Let's go ahead and get these guys credentialed. They're already licensed. They've done everything they need to do to practice in the state. So the credentialing process tends to be the hang-up and the hold-up. We just want to see that streamlined, so to speak.
You're saying that the medical providers have been licensed and okayed by the state of Missouri, is that what you're saying? And
yes.
So now they go through a different process in credentialing. And so I guess what could happen, Senator, is there could be a doctor or a medical provider. It doesn't have to be necessarily a doctor. You've got the list of medical providers here in the bill. In other words, they could be paid or be the insurer would have to pay even though they've not approved or credentialed this particular provider. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
So by law, we're telling an entity that, hey,
if you're doing
even
the work,
though we right. haven't approved, you haven't approved this individual, you're going to have to pay them anyway.
Pay for the work that they're doing.
Okay. All right, Senator. I just wanted to gain a little more knowledge about your bill. I know that I had been told by several different parties that
yes.
there had been discussions ongoing, and that I thought there was some resolution to this, but apparently not at this time. Is that correct?
Well, we think that we're, I mean, our commitment is to continue working with the interested parties, and like I say, we really thought we had met their criteria, and apparently we had not, and I understand that. The bill came up rather quickly, a little quicker than I was probably prepared for, but it was not much discussion, perfected and printed, and at that point my hands are tied, so I either kill the bill or try to keep it moving in the process and make the commitment. I will do what I can to satisfy all interested parties. That's what I
plan
to do.
Well, it's certainly not our position to have to prepare people to debate the bill one way or the other. What you're saying is
right.
It came up Tuesday. You brought the bill before the body, gave everyone the opportunity to debate it, and had that opportunity on perfection, and we got it perfected.
Then Wednesday, I apparently had kicked a hornet's nest, and did not mean to do that.
Okay. Thank you, Senator, for the
Thank
inquiry.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the inquiry.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion from the senator from Phelps? Seeing none. Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Phelps renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 742 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill 742, an act relating to the credentialing and payment of health care practitioners by health insurers. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 7th votes aye. Senator from the 8th votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye, 2 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 34th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Madam President. I seek unanimous consent for the introduction of special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you. To my right and to your left, over here on the couch, is the doctor of the day, Dr. James Reynolds from St. Joseph. He is the medical director and chief forensic clinician for the Northwest Missouri Psychiatric Rehabilitation Center. He tells me that he treats serial killers, and he has interesting stories to tell, and he's my good friend, and I would hope that the Senate would make him welcome.
Would everyone welcome Dr. Reynolds as our doctor of the day. Thank you for your service, doctor. Thank you. Senator from Johnson, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you very much, Madam President. Seeking unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
The senator from the 10th and myself, and I think the senator from the 11th, we're all going to take credit for this special guest. He's the Hal Lowenstein from Kansas City. He is retired from the Western Court of Appeals and is here for Salvation Army Day today. So we'd like to welcome Judge Hal Lowenstein.
Would everyone welcome Judge Lowenstein to the Chamber of the Missouri Senate. Senator from the 1st, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Good day, Madam President.
Good day, Senator.
I'm seeking unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Some very special guests to the Missouri Senate. Hearing no objection. Proceed.
Thank you, Madam President. Up in the upper gallery behind me here, visiting the Capitol today from South St. Louis County, are fourth graders from Abiding Savior School and their teacher, Brenda Doering. Also from the senator from the 15th district, we have from Fenton, the fourth graders from Our Savior Lutheran School and their teacher, Randy Moeller. And if the Senate would make them feel very welcome as they visit their capital today.
Would the students from both the senators from the 1st and the 15th district please rise and be welcomed to the Missouri Senate. We hope you enjoy your day. Senate Bill 804, Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I would move that Senate Bill 804 be taken up for third reading and put on its final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from St. Francis. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill's before the body. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Madam President. This is the bill that we debated 2 days ago on getting a judgment for somebody that's not paying rent after the months of waiting for the trial and after the judge has made the eviction. Notice that the occupants have 10 days to file for another trial or to vacate the premises or face a possible Class B misdemeanor. I'd be happy to answer any questions. If not, I would renew my motion.
The senator from St. Francis moves that Senate Bill 804 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Madam President. I close.
The senator from St. Francis renews his motion that Senate Bill 804 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 804, an act relating to the failure to vacate leased premises in a rent and possession case. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 7th, votes aye. Senator from the 24th, votes aye. Senator from Cape, votes aye. Senator from Johnson, you are recorded as an aye. Senator from the 5th, would you please repeat your vote? Votes no. By your vote of 30 aye, 3 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 668, Senator from the 1st.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate Bill 668 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 1st. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the 1st.
Thank you, Madam President. Now I move that Senate Bill 688 be placed, be third read and placed on its final passage. This is the bill that affects St. Louis County, Madam President, and what it would do is necessitate.
Get some order in the Senate so we can hear the Senate debate, please. Senator from the 1st, proceed.
Thank you. It would necessitate that the collector in St. Louis County would mail the tax bills out each year by October 20th so that our constituents in St. Louis County can see what has happened to their taxes, if they've been increased or decreased before they go to vote. If I can answer any questions, I'd be happy to do so, Madam President. If not, I renew my motion.
The senator from the 1st has moved that Senate Bill number 668 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the first has renewed his motion that Senate Bill number 668 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 668, an act relating to property tax bills of certain counties. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schoff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Green votes aye. Senator from the 10th votes aye. Senator from the 7th. We do have your vote as an aye. Senator from Cape votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill number 628, Senator from Boone.
President, I move that Senate Bill 628 be brought before the body for third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Boone. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill's before the body. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. I now move that Senate Bill 628 be third read and finally passed. This is the bill that we perfected earlier this week. It deals with the inmate security fund. It allows law enforcement to use those funds to not just use biometric equipment on inmates, but also on people after they're arrested when they're in the jail. And then also it expands what they can use it for, because right now they can only use it for basically developing biometric equipment, but this would allow repair and replacement of that equipment as well out of the fund.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone that Senate Bill number 628 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Madam President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that Senate Bill number 628 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 628, an act relating to a surcharge in certain criminal cases. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schoff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Franklin, votes aye. Senator from the first, votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute. That's in fiscal. Okay. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Request unanimous consent to stand at ease.
Hearing no objection, Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come to order. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of concurrent resolution. I ask you to recognize the Senator from Johnson on House Concurrent Resolution 37.
Concurrent resolution, Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Before I go to this, I would like to seek unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you very much, Madam President. This guy just got elected as mayor on Tuesday night from Warrensburg. And so the mayor is here, and they were here testifying on behalf of Old Drum, which is a very important historical figure from our state. So we have Mayor Don Butterfield, and he is accompanied by Dodie Matthews, Sue Krause, and our chamber director, Tammy Long, is out in the outer gallery because she is a registered advocate. So if we could welcome our friends from Warrensburg.
Would the mayor, the guests of the Senator from Johnson, please rise and be welcomed by the Missouri Senate. Hope you enjoy your visit.
Huh? For the official dog.
Yeah. Senator from the First, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Madam President. So I could get unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests that have joined us in the chamber.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Madam President. We have a group of very distinguished students visiting the Capitol today. We have assistant principals and teachers from South St. Louis County Schools who are attending Southwest Baptist University to receive their educational leadership degrees. With them is their professor, Dr. Melanie Gunn. They're over here on the side gallery, and I ask that they rise and that the Senate make them feel very welcome. Thank you, Madam President.
Would the guests of the Senator from the First please rise and be welcome to the Missouri Senate? Hope your day is enjoyable. Now back to the Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much, Madam President. I move that we take up SCR number 21.
You have heard the motion of the Senator from Johnson that SCR 21 be brought before the body. Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bills before, or the concurrent resolution is before the body. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much, Madam President. SCR 21 is a piece of legislation that talks about the importance of the Keystone XL pipeline. I think a lot of it has been in the news recently with the administration not approving the Keystone line from Canada all the way to the southern part. President.
Senator from Johnson.
A little technical error on my part, and I hate to do this in front of the mayor, especially, so maybe he's not going to watch this. So,
Senator, we just assume it was because you were thrilled with their presence.
Well, it is good to see the mayor here, and I made a little mistake, Mayor, so don't tell anyone back home here, okay? What I need to do is take back the motion on the Senate Concurrent Resolution 21, and what we're going to do is bring up HJR 37, same topic, but it's just a little different number.
Senator, let's break this down. The first thing you need to do is withdraw your motion for the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution number 21.
I will do that. I would ask
hearing
that
no
be
objection,
withdrawn.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 21 will be withdrawn.
HCR 37.
Will be placed back on the calendar. Senator from Johnson, your next motion.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that HCR 37 be taken up for consideration.
Heard the motion from the Senator from Johnson that HCR 37 be taken up before the body for consideration. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The HCR is before the body. Senator, do you care to explain your HCR?
I will. This deals with the Keystone XL pipeline and the importance that would have for our state. A lot has been written about that lately and how many jobs will be created. What this would do would just to encourage our federal delegation the importance of having the Keystone XL pipeline. Be glad to take any questions, or if not, I renew my motion.
The senator from Johnson has moved that HCR 37 be taken up. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator that I first heard was Senator from the 13th. Senator from the 13th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the Senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
Senator, before I inquire you about your legislation, I do want to ask. I thought whenever you are an elected official from Warrensburg, you wear a red sport coat. Does your mayor not have a red sport coat?
I don't know if the mayor has a red sport coat or not.
Do people in Warrensburg wear any other
That's the official color.
Then?
That's right. So.
You have kind of sold us on that everyone from Warrensburg wears red sports coats. So it's nice to know that they have other colors in their closet besides red in Warrensburg.
In fact, Senator, I have two red jackets in my closet right now.
I know. We get to see them every year.
That's right. So we're waiting for a special day, and who knows, you might even wear one day.
That's why I have these in my desk drawer, so when you wear that coat.
We'll be ready.
Let's speak about your resolution
Sure.
real quick. One of the things that is in the forefront of that is the opportunity for a lot of job creation in the construction of this pipeline, and that's why and could you just kind of fill us in on some of that information that you brought forth to the committee?
Right. Well, it's been estimated that it would create up to 10,000 jobs, it would be a tremendous shot in the arm just for having those jobs.
One of the things right now, and we all have different industries we're knowledgeable about, but in the construction industry in the state of Missouri, we're at about 30-35% unemployment.
Yeah.
During this downtime in the economy, and any type of resolution to promote industry throughout the state that creates economic opportunities for individuals, I fully support and hope for. I have continued to talk, but construction is so bad. I have a brother in the construction industry that just got back this morning for 2 weeks, and then he heads back to Afghanistan. But he's over there working for a contractor because there's not enough work in the state. So I'm glad you're bringing this resolution forward and support it wholeheartedly.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator.
Senator from Jackson, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
I wish to inquire of the Senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I yield.
He yields. Proceed.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator, if you remember in the late 70s, there was we built the Alaska pipeline. It created a lot of
those
jobs.
Those are my formative years. I don't remember that well.
Were you playing football at that time?
Yes, a little bit.
What position did you play? Or were you a
running
assistant
back
to the cheerleaders
running
or
back
something?
Running
okay,
back.
All right.
On the JV team.
You were their running back?
On the JV team.
Oh, okay. Did you play varsity?
I did not.
What was your mascot?
The Colts.
The Colts?
The Colts, because they were little mules.
A mule is what?
Well, a mule is a combination between a horse and a donkey. It's a hybrid.
Okay.
But I digress, so I'm
sorry. Okay. You know, I've read all the controversy about this. I mean, I remember the Alaska pipeline. As long as property owners and due process is protected, as long as we, you know, don't, you know, protect aquifers and all that stuff that is of greater public purpose, I assume there's a process for that, a pretty thorough process. Okay, so once we get beyond that, my only question is, I'm all for the job creation, but do you know where this oil is going? I mean, I guess what I have heard, and, you know, you can't really rely on cable news anymore to give you any accurate assessment of this.
Well, Fox News.
I'm totally in. Why don't we watch Rachel Maddow, and that'll be enlightening. Anyway, so they have a pipeline.
Water. I'm listening.
Is there a coal trough back there or something or what? Anyway, I'm genuinely curious about this. Do you know? Okay, we're going to build the pipeline. I'm for it as long as we go through all whatever. But my understanding is I have heard that people have been making the argument, well, this will help with oil prices. Oil companies are not owned in the United States by the government, right?
Right.
So they're private companies, and they're going to sell it on the market. And some of those buyers may be Americans. They might be Chinese. They might be Western Europe. Do you know, I have heard that this oil might end up going to China, which, you know, that's an export. But do you know, this is not related to the domestic production argument, right?
I don't believe so. Obviously, moving things by a pipeline is the cheapest, most efficient, and the most environmentally friendly way of doing things. And so the more that we can move on a pipeline, the better off we are. There, you might not know this, Senator, but there already is a Keystone pipeline
right
going through North Missouri.
Right.
And I haven't heard of any major spills. I haven't heard of any environmental disasters.
The Alaska pipeline was a very successful. It did have some problems, but they worked through them. I mean, that is a huge – I think the Alaska pipeline was one of the largest infrastructure projects in our – since the Transcontinental Railroad,
I remember.
It was a huge, you know, iron workers, pipe, you know, Boilermakers, everybody was involved in that.
Labor.
But anyway, well, I was just curious if you – I assume that this – the origin of this oil is it our oil or is it Canadian oil? Is it in Alaska and it's coming
from the American continent, North America, from Canada.
Okay.
And so –
that's what I had heard, that it's actually Canadian oil.
Canadian
right
oil. So obviously this is foreign oil, but I think one distinction we need to make, Canada obviously is a very, very friendly country to us. And as opposed,
I've never considered that.
Well, I have.
Have you ever been to Quebec?
No.
They're not really friendly up there, but go ahead.
But, I mean, there we get oil from other countries, people that want
have
to do
this. Have you been to Montreal? Well.
I have not.
Okay.
I'm trying to think where I've been in Canada. Detroit.
Detroit is in
Canada. Well, that's close. That's close.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's close. You can see Canada from there.
You can. You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Could you see Russia from where you were at? Anyway,
I could not. No.
From your backyard, back window? Anyway.
So, they're friendly neighbors. and supposedly for every dollar that we spend on oil from there, 90 cents eventually is going to trickle down into the United States.
I agree, like the Senator from 13th, that you know this is an infrastructure. I'm an infrastructure guy. I'm all for it. But I've heard some sort of less informed argument that this is somehow going to help with the price of gas, which is, it appears from the facts, not necessarily true. And I know,
I
and by the way,
to be
fair to you, you didn't even make that argument, but I have heard related to this that somehow gas will drop to, you know, $2.95 if we do this. Well, it's going to be some time before this happens. It's foreign oil. The government in this country does not control the price of oil. Regardless, you know.
Thank goodness.
So, anyway, I just wanted to go over that with you, that I think it's a good thing. I mean, I think that they'll have to, I want them to be thorough and work through everything to where they don't, you know, these oil things have had problems in the past, but the tankers cause problems.
Oh, absolutely.
The Exxon Valdez created problems.
Right.
And a pipeline is typically much safer than that.
Right.
So, anyway, I just was curious if we knew, this is Canadian oil, it'll be sold on the open market. The Chinese, the rest of the world might buy it, whatever, right?
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
To us, it's jobs in the short run building the pipeline.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you, Madam President. I close.
The senator from Johnson renews his motion that HCR 37 be adopted. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones,
Senator from the 8th, votes aye. Senator from Green, votes aye. Senator from the 7th, Senator from the 14th. How are you recorded? As an aye. Your aye will be changed to no. Senator from the 1st, Senator from Lawrence, votes aye. By your vote of 29 aye, 1 no, the resolution having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from the 23rd.
Madam President, we'll stay on that calendar. Senate Concurrent Resolution 25.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 25. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate Concurrent Resolution 25 be brought before the body for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Stoddard. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The concurrent resolution is before the body. Senator from Stoddard.
Madam President and members of this esteemed Senate body, as many of you are aware, due to severe flooding in my region, about this time last year, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released water upstream along the Mississippi River, which caused pressure on the river levees, which are in place to protect the communities there in southeast Missouri and businesses and agriculture from water damage. As a result of this intentional and unintentional releases, many southeast Missouri homes, farms, and the livelihoods were devastated. The Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute of the University of Missouri found that there had been economic loss in the amount of $60.6 million in southeast Missouri as a result of the flooding of croplands. So, Madam President, members of this Senate body, this concurrent resolution simply encourages the members of the Missouri Congressional Delegation and the Commanding General of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to develop a better plan when dealing with severe flooding, with an emphasis to be placed on finding ways to prevent damage to homes, farms, and businesses so further economic hardship is not handed out to the people, not only in my area of the great state of Missouri, but all across the state. As many of you are aware, there in southeast Missouri, we are blessed with a lot of rich farmland, with a lot of water underneath our ground that provides irrigation. And so we produce not only corn and soybeans and wheat, but also cotton and rice and other different crops, and it's a diverse region of different agriculture commodities. With that, Madam President, I'm open for questions.
The senator from Stoddard has moved for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 25. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Stoddard renews his motion that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 25 be adopted. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from St. Francis votes aye. Senator from the first voted. Senator from the 12th votes aye. By your vote of 30 aye, 0 no, the resolution having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. We'll do one more resolution on that calendar. Ask you to recognize the senator from Saline on Senate Concurrent Resolution 16.
Senator from Saline.
Madam President, I move that Senate Concurrent Resolution 16 be brought up for adoption.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Saline. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the resolution is before the body. Senator from Saline.
Madam President, I have a Senate substitute.
Send your Senate substitute.
It has been distributed.
Forwarded.
And I ask for the waiver of the reading. The
difference. Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived.
I move for adoption of the substitute.
Heard the motion of the senator from Saline for the adoption of Senate substitute to Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 16. Would you like to explain your Senate substitute?
I will. We took the word Missouri River Manual out of the resolution and added public health and safety to the protection of life and property. So just minor changes. This is my eighth annual instructions to the Army Corps of Engineers regarding management of the Missouri River. Be glad to answer any questions.
The senator from Saline has moved for the adoption of Senate substitute to Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 16. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close on adoption of the Senate substitute.
Close.
The senator from Saline has moved for the adoption of Senate substitute to Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 16. All those in favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate substitute is adopted. Senator from Saline.
Madam President, I now move that Senate Concurrent Resolution 16 as amended by the Senate substitute be adopted.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Stoddard. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion?
Stoddard.
Saline. Hearing none. Senator from Saline, you are recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Saline has moved that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 16, as amended by the Senate substitute, be adopted. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Green votes aye. Senator from the 15th votes aye. Senator from Christian votes aye. Senator from Howell votes aye. By your vote of 29 ayes, 0 no, the resolution having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you see if there are messages from the House? If there are, would you please have those read?
There are messages from the House. Secretary, would you please read the messages from the House?
Madam President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1134, an act relating to insurance coverage for physical therapy services. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1256, an act relating to the judiciary. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1383, an act relating to the transparency and accountability of public funds, emergency clause defeated. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1444, an act relating to confiscated animals. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1458, an act relating to emergency services with a penalty provision and emergency clause adopted. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1549, an act relating to the no-call list. Also, House Joint Resolution 47, an act relating to initiative and referendum petitions. Also, House Joint Resolution 49, a joint resolution relating to the right to bear arms. Also, House Joint Resolution Number 71, an act relating to property taxation, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Kremlis, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Senate shall be on the order of business of reports of standing committees. Senator from Clay.
Mr. President, your committee on health, mental health, seniors, and families has a report.
Thank you for signing that report. When you finish, please send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families, to which was referred Senate Bill 448, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 739 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 758 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 854 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Ridgway, Chairman.
Senator from St. Francois.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee on finance. Government organizations has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 803, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 817 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 906 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Engler, Chairman.
Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation has a report.
Please send the report forward. Madam Secretary, when it arrives at the dais, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, to which was referred Senate Bill 893, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Stouffer, Chairman.
The senior senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry has reports.
Thank you, Senator. Please send those forward. Secretary, please read the reports.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 816, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 905 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 657 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Roop, Chairman.
Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 45, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Respectfully, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th. Sergeant of Arms, would you please find the senator from the 15th?
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send the report forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 834, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Lewis.
Sorry about that. Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a report.
Okay, Senator, thank you. Please send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agricultural Food Production and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 865, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Your committee on Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 510, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished to the senators are correct. Respectfully, Senator Dempsey, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on second reading.
Seeing no objection, we will go to House bills on second reading. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, before we do that, would you please refer HCR 7, HCR 31, HCR 36, HCR 42, and HCR 53 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
Those bills will be so referred. Senator from Stoddard.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1789.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1789, an act relating to travel hardships of public school pupils.
General Laws, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1060.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1060, an act relating to elections.
Financial and Governmental Organizations, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1361.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1361, an act relating to utilities.
Commerce, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1111.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1111, an act relating to the towing and storage of abandoned vehicles.
Transportation, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1150.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1150, an act relating to the vehicle examination process used for the issuance of prior salvage motor vehicle titles.
Transportation, House Bill 1691.
House Bill 1691, an act relating to salvage dealers.
Commerce, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1640.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1640, an act relating to motor vehicles.
Transportation, House Committee Substitute to House Bill 1608.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1608, an act for the sole purpose of repealing unfunded and obsolete programs.
General Laws, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1515.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1515, an act relating to crimes and criminal procedure.
Judiciary, House Bill 1109.
House Bill 1109, an act relating to federal holidays.
General Laws, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1110.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1110, an act relating to drug courts.
Veterans, House Bill 1273.
House Bill 1273, an act relating to school bus advertisements.
Education, House Bill 1403.
House Bill 1403, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Small Business, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1272.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1272, an act relating to certain court actions against correctional facilities.
Judiciary.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Announcements. The chair would like to make the announcement that the hearing for education, the executive session, has been canceled. The education executive session upon adjournment has been canceled. Further announcements. Further announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, April 16th, 2012.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned until Monday, April 16th at 4 p.m. Have a safe trip home.